Thank you. That was Carlos Montoya versus John Coltrane's gravestone in a grudge match of wits.
Grudge match? Did I hear somebody say grudge match?
I threw that in just for you. That's not the original title, Malcolm. I'm just placating you with wrestling terms now that I'm completely deaf.
It's us versus you.
Keyboard.
In a death match to the finish. Hey. Barbed wire.
Brains?
Yes, Dork?
Hi. Just thought I'd cut in here. May I introduce the band as much as I can?
Sure, Stork. You do whatever you want. It's your haunted house.
No. For the next hour and 15, I give it up to you.
You do whatever you want.
You guys got guns. And I'd like to say who is playing in the studio tonight. The Bunny Brains here live on the Stork Club at WFMU. Dan Egg the Poet on vocals here tonight. And what else?
Yes.
Not just vocals.
I'm playing a little bit of keyboards tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
and you got that guitar in your hand.
Valiantly attempting them.
Yeah, keyboard
sound. Playing my ages-old guitar.
That is a pretty
thing. Somebody else has to tune because I have no clue.
Really? Well, you can tune in on
it. I know. It sounds like I'm trying to cash in on some sort of primitive retardo ethic. But the truth is, this is the way we are.
It is.
We didn't learn this at Berkeley, Stork.
Yeah.
They didn't have primitive retardo 101, and we just walked in there and they said, well, you just detune any way you want.
Well, like I say, Dan Egg the Poet on vocals, guitar, keyboards.
Thank you.
Malcolm Tent over there from Trash American Style on the drums. Yeah. Hi, Malcolm.
Beating the tubs like I beat the heads, Daddy.
Raimondo on the lead guitar. And
Raimondo.
I'm missing a credit here. Who is the bass man?
Joe Strife.
Jumpin' Joe Strife.
Joe Strife. Okay, writing it down. The Bunny Brains live here on WFMU. And I'm just going to shoot it right back. Now. Oh, wait. I do want to ask. Got to ask you about the penis in the rat trap.
That's one of our other percussionists, ex-members, former member, current member.
Wow.
Pete Sylvie.
No longer a viable member.
Well,
he
is
an engineer
for large modern rock radio stations, and he flies back and forth from Pasadena tweaking their audio so they can kick each other's ass with those awesome new Smashing Pumpkins CDs.
So what prompted it? Was his voice just too low for his career?
He played the drums.
Yeah. Oh, that explains.
Oh, the trap?
Yeah, the big rat trap. And in case you don't know what I'm talking about.
The real, in a nutshell, we were playing with a band in Danbury, Connecticut called Connecticut White Bread, and they fancied themselves to be some sort of Beastie Boy-esque frat rap version of such. And anyway, we were on the same bill with them, and they hated us, of course, because they had gigantic stacks of amplifiers, and we had just what we have. And out back in the parking lot in where the load-in occurs, they started taunting us, and we used that moment to say, listen, if you want to be part of us, we're going to show you the initiation, and that is basically what the initiation was at the time.
Okay.
It's changed since then, and it's not as painful, but it's certainly colorful.
Well, to make things less cryptic, there is a Bunny Brains record in that pretty pink plastic sleeve thing.
Yeah, you know,
called
if
with a dinosaur fossil.
If we had put our name on the cover, we probably would have sold more.
Yeah. There's a bunny skeleton on the front of it, and when you open it up and you pull out the color sleeve, there is a picture of a guy with his wiener in a big rat trap.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way to fake that.
He used to hang vacuum cleaners, and because
what happened was
he was born, if I can, without getting too graphic, he was born with a loop of skin under the glands.
Yeah.
He can hang things from it. It's not a Jim Rose circus sideshow thing. He had no intention of doing it, but it just... He just sticks things in there. So he, I don't know.
Horrifying.
It is horrifying, but it's a beautiful thing.
Bunny Brains live here on WFMU.